You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guest is Eric Stahl with Showcase Electric. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Before the break, we were talking about generators a lot, and that this is the time now to call and get their free in-home estimate. You'll come out, you or Tim or will come out to their house and see how big it is, number one, ask some questions about when the power goes out, what do you want to keep running? Do you have a well? Are you on city water? Do you want your air conditioning or your heating to run? Do you care about the lights? I love that you talk about some people want all of it. They want to run their dishwasher and they want to run even when the power's out. It's like, well, can't you just think about that when it comes back on and save a little energy? I cannot run my garbage disposal for 4 or 5 hours and be happy. You shouldn't even have a garbage disposal.
That's a whole other story.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a whole other show.
Yep.
But let's talk about some other things that you do. I know that, I want to talk about some stories because you've got some good stories of things that you find in utility boxes and. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Critters.
Yes.
Got any good critter stories?
My favorite one so far this year was actually a transformer. The lineman came out. We were reinstalling a generator that was incorrectly installed, and the lineman had the transformer open for probably 30 minutes. And I went over to help him because he was trying to pull wire out, and I grabbed a hold of the wire and started to pull, and then he walked up and put his hand on the transformer, and hopefully he's not listening. He screamed like a little girl and jumped away from it, and he's like, I thought that was a copperhead, and all it was a milk snake. But I saw it in there, and he's like, I'm going to go get, I forget what he called it, but something to kill it with. And I was like, oh, it's fine. We'll get it out. And so I just, grabbed it and fished it out and took a picture of it so I could show my kids and then just let it go. And he's like, I thought that was a copperhead. I thought it was going to eat me. And I was like,
okay, number one, copperheads won't eat you.
Yeah. They won't eat you.
They're not like a boa constrictor.
They catch you first anyway.
They tend to bite and run.
They do. But, they're more afraid of you than you are of them. Snakes are a big one. Why do snakes like those kinds?
The warmth.
I was just going to say because they're reptiles and they don't have a lot of times central nervous system.
You can feel in like a breaker box or something, you can feel a little bit of warmth coming off of it. If it's too hot, then you need to call us. But the warmth is just enough for them when it's cold that they want to try and get in there.
Right.
The other thing is rodents go in there, so they know it's a food source. Which is another thing we find a lot is mice in there and they start chewing on wires and then they make the contact between two wires they shouldn't and then they're stuck in there. They're dead.
I say they're fried and probably fried you a wire as well. Mm-hmm. So you probably have them power and you're going to see that.
So now your power is out and your generator kicks on. And
Exactly. Can you talk a little bit about breaker boxes? I guess. I think, in the last 50 years, they've changed a lot. I mean, I can remember when I was a kid, we had the kind that screwed in box. And you could look at it. And you still see those occasionally in the older houses. As a realtor, do you see those?
You'd be surprised how many you do see.
Really?
Yeah. And still knob and tube wiring even.
Yeah.
Which
is insanely dangerous.
Yeah.
And that's not code anymore.
No,
so
that is not at all.
When you sell a house like that, do you have to change it, or can you?
You don't have to. A lot of times it might be hard to insure. Local insurance companies know how to deal with it because we see it on a regular basis. Yeah. But if you're using some nationwide company or your insurance agents from someplace else, they probably will put a contingency that you have to have it changed out.
We do a lot of it. We see it. A big thing people do is when they're buying or selling, they give us the inspection report.
Right.
When somebody says, hey, there's electrical issues. the home inspector, he wants to cover his bases. So yep. he marks everything. And what we do is we go through it to find what's a safety concern that you need mm-hmm. to fix now and what are things that are more of fix them later when you once you've spent all this money now fixing the major problems,
right.
wait
right.
a little while, fix the other things. And the two biggest ones that we do is upgrading services, be it from old Federal Pacific panels, which we right. call fire panels because yeah. that's all they're good for is starting fires.
Yep.
And then
we see those.
The knob and tube and aluminum mm-hmm. aluminum wire,
yeah.
which there's a lot of neighborhoods in Bloomington that are nothing mm-hmm. but aluminum wire. And people don't know it until yeah. there's an inspection done. And it can get expensive to rewire it, mm-hmm. but the aluminum stretches and it expands and shrinks, and then eventually it catches on fire also.
Right.
So, and the worst thing people do is they pay somebody that says, oh, we can fix it, and they splice in where you see the wire,
right.
and they leave the wire that's in the walls aluminum. Well, when the copper and aluminum are together, it's even more dangerous than just the aluminum was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Yep. You see all kinds yeah. of this fun stuff.
I guess I wouldn't have even imagined that, but yeah, I guess
yeah.
cutting mm-hmm. corners and mm-hmm. trying to do it the cheapest way possible, yeah. which ultimately will end up probably in a fire and you'll end up losing yeah. your house, so is it really that cheap?
Right. Exactly.
Are you really saving money?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not
and a big one that we see when homeowners try to do it themselves to be able to save the money while they're selling the house is when the house is only wired for 2-prong outlets.
Right.
And they go and they put all these 3-prong outlets in to make it look newer. Well, then when the inspector comes, he comes mm-hmm. in and he's like, oh, it's not grounded. And so then there's different options on what
right.
you can do to fix it, and the price varies on what you pick. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's just better just to call a professional, and we give free estimates.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Some people don't, but we give free estimates because we would rather come in and tell you what's safe and what's not safe.
Right.
And then you know and you make an educated decision, not just, well, this guy said I needed to do this and mm-hmm. that guy said that, so I'm going to do both.
Right.
Or do neither.
Yeah.
And the fuses are one thing that we do a lot of. We change a lot of fuse boxes out to breaker boxes.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of monitor for the same things, but at the same time they look for different things. And so there's some electronics now that when they're on a fuse for long enough, they'll go bad because it's not keeping things right.
Exactly.
So that's fuses are the way to go.
Oh, that's one of the big issues you get into is, you know, you have an older person who's lived in their home for 35, 40 years, and they're like, well, we've never had any issue, but you've got a new younger person who's got all these crazy electronics,
yeah.
and the house can't support it. So, you know, it's going to have to be yeah. updated at some point.
I never thought about
yeah.
it that way,
yeah.
that
yeah.
that would draw more electricity or
yeah.
whatever. You
and
know,
they have some small little, you know, 32-inch TV, and you're bringing in your 72-inch,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
curved TV. Yeah, you're yeah. going to have a problem.
Yeah.
And you'll have people they'll do an addition, you know, 15
mm-hmm.
years ago, and they
yep.
do an addition now, and they originally had a 60-amp fuse service
right.
in the house, and they would just lug in on top
mm-hmm.
and run from the main feed coming in to another panel, and now that's a 100-amp breaker panel,
right?
And that's feeding this whole
mm-hmm.
conglomeration. I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It is.
And then they either, you know, somebody passes away, and now they're going to sell the house, and the inspector walks in, or sometimes the realtor walks in,
yeah.
and they're like, there's no way.
There's a problem.
There's three houses here that are just joined together by some siding. So
yeah.
There's a lot of dangerous stuff that happens with the electrical, and unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
this is great knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and even if you're getting ready to sell your house, and you don't know whether what you have is
yeah.
going to be an issue,
right.
call.
Yeah.
Call and have it checked out ahead of time. It's
yeah.
better to be proactive about those things and not be
yeah.
surprised.
It's
and then you're in control of it, too.
It's a free estimate.
Yeah.
And then you
mm-hmm.
go into it knowing, you know,
mm-hmm.
okay, we do want to sell the house, but we need to wait a month before we proceed because
right.
we need to get this stuff
yeah.
right.
lined up.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. And, you're just saving yourself headaches down
yeah.
the road is
absolutely.
What you're doing.
And
so.
You run into the issue, and you know this, when...
Mm-hmm.
when you're selling the house and somebody gets 3 or 4 bids when they're trying to buy it
right.
and they want the highest bid because they want the most money off of the house.
Uh-huh.
Right.
As where if the homeowner gets an estimate up front,
mm-hmm.
they know how much it's going to cost.
Right.
Then they can say, well, let's just go ahead and do it.
Yeah,
and I don't
exactly.
have to worry about it.
Yep.
So.
Take away the worry. Well, and you take away from scaring the buyer too, because
yeah.
buyers get scared.
Yeah.
So you take
very
away this.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time, so I want to make sure you talk about your phone number and your website again so that people can call you and get a free estimate from Showcase Electric.
Yeah, it's 812-345-1206, and it's showcaseelectric.com, and you can also find us on Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you, Wonderful. Eric.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.